It's Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday. Now, what are we supposed to do on Cyber Monday? We're supposed to go to some online place where they're supposed to have deals?
Yeah, right. Websites like BestBuy.com, Walmart.com.
And they're all doing Cyber Monday deals.
I don't know. I mean, yesterday Best Buy started Cyber Monday on Sunday.
I mean, I bought something and it was not a deal. Maybe I should send it back.
What did you get?
I bought something from the National... I didn't know they had a site. The National Geographic website.
Yeah.
Go to their store. Man, they got cool things on there. A lot of really neat stuff that I bet a lot of you would enjoy having. A good place to maybe buy somebody the not your everyday Christmas present.
All right.
There's also, I found this company, I'd never heard of them before. I'd used Ticket Stub, I believe, for football tickets before, but there's a place called Ticket Process, P-R-O-C-E-S-S.com. That's one of these aftermarket places. And they're legitimate, and they got a lot of major sponsors, and they're selling tickets. The one thing I was looking at, they got tickets for everything. But Jason Aldean at Wrigley Field, they had everything from $100 a piece, which is very reasonable, up to four tickets for $4,400, basically $1,000 a piece right near the stage.
Mm.
Jason would have to come to my house and do a lot of work and wax my car and everything else for that kind of money. I don't think I'm going to give that kind of money to something. But Brad Paisley and Kim Paisley, they had dinner with Captain Kirk on Friday night in Santa Barbara, California.
Are you serious?
Brad's been friends with him for a while, and it's kind of an interesting friendship, but they do. Now, I'm in Bessemer, Alabama, at the Hampton Inn, and the phone rings, my smartphone on the Tango application. You ever heard of Tango?
No, what is that?
It's like Skype, it's like FaceTime.
Oh, okay.
Where you can do a video call. Except on Tango, and it's a free application. You can do it internationally, and you can do it on 3G. You don't have to have Wi-Fi, so it's kind of a cool application.
Nice.
And so I'm thinking it's going to be Brad Paisley's dad. His dad, Doug, and I are real good friends. So I'm answering the phone to see what Doug has to say, and it's William Shatner. So I just act like it's nothing, and I went, "Peace, Captain," and I gave him the Spock hand signal.
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, this is cool technology." And I said, "Yes, sir, similar to the communicator on the ship." And I just pretended like he had reached a person on the ship.
Oh,
it was really geeky, nerdy thing to do, but I didn't know what else to say. What do you want me to do? Go, Captain Kirk is here.
That's what I would have done. They wanted
to shock and surprise me, and you got to get up early in the morning to shock and surprise me. Oh. What I was shocked and surprised about and sad about the death of Larry Hagman.
Yeah.
What? Was it serious? He really died?
Oh, he died. Huh? Well, you know, it's funny you said that. When I first saw the word on it, it was from the newspaper The Sun, which is a tabloid over in London, and I wouldn't believe them if they told me The Sun came up. I'd have to look outside.
Yeah.
So I didn't believe it at first. And then I went to the Dallas Morning News, and they did confirm it, and I still wasn't completely believing it, and then it was true.
What was so weird
about the death is that J.R. Ewing was married to Sue Ellen, remember?
Yeah.
Larry Hagman was the actress. Linda Gray was the actress. Sue Ellen was with J.R. at his bedside when he died. Linda Gray.
Wow.
Filling in for the wife who has Alzheimer's and is in a nursing home.
Wow.
So isn't that life imitating art and back and forth?
Yeah, that is.
Crazy. But Larry Hagman was a special man. He was the best villain in the history of television. I defy you to give me anybody that was even in the ballpark with J.R. Ewing.
Okay, wow. So what I heard was there's no more Dallas.
He's already, yes. They were all, reason why she was able to be at his bedside is because the whole cast was there on a Thanksgiving Day break from shooting. They have already shot the first two episodes of the new season, which begins in January. Those are in the can. Now, I'm unsure about where they are with episode 3 and so. They might have been in the middle of it or hadn't started it. I don't know. So they're going to have to do a funeral scene for him, and I'm sure the writers were busy over the weekend trying to put all that. They're having to scramble because JR was a big part, maybe a bigger part than they had planned, you know, of the success of the new Dallas.
Yeah.
I think what they wanted to do is get rid of JR and Bobby and Sue Ellen and move on with the new kids.
You really can't.
But, you know, people weren't going to let him because they love that JR character.
Yeah.
And they were letting the new kids have a bigger role. But, man, if you just saw JR for 5 minutes an episode, that was enough.
Yeah. Sure.
But he's